This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Both U.S. presidential candidates were out and about Wednesday. Current U.S. President Donald Trump was in North Carolina. He marked Japan's surrender in World War II by saluting American strength and taking a swipe at his November 3rd rival. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In front of a battleship in North Carolina, the president saluted 97-year-old Herschel Woody Williams, a Medal of Honor recipient who fought at Iwo Jima.
He's 100% sharp. I know a 78-year-old that's not so sharp.
A shot at Joe Biden. While the White House had said there was no political purpose in the visit to North Carolina, a key battleground, the president hit Biden and Democrats as stone-cold crazy, and invoking recent violence in some cities, said the only way to respond is through strength.
We're not ashamed in America. We're not ashamed of anything.
Accusing Democrats of standing with anarchists and against law enforcement. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Democratic presidential candidate and former Vice President Joe Biden says he will visit Kenosha, Wisconsin Thursday, 2 days after Republican President Donald Trump, following unrest after the shooting of a black man by police. Biden lashed out at the Trump administration's handling of the coronavirus. The latest killing of a black person by police was in President Trump's backyard Wednesday night. Police in the U.S. Capitol of Washington, D.C., shot to death a man following up on a tip about guns stashed in a car. The shooting came after months of protest against police brutality across the country and just 2 days after officers in Los Angeles shot dead an African-American man who was riding his bike when police tried to stop him. From Washington, this is VOA News.